Hey, hey, welcome to the Culture Centered Classroom Podcast, a space for educators looking to step into their power by creating a classroom environment and lessons that affirm, welcome, and celebrate all their students through instruction. I'm your host, Jocelyn Hubbard, an educator, teacher coach, wife, mother to 5 children, and your partner on this journey of creating culture-centered classrooms. Let's jump into the episode. Today, I'm jumping straight into answering a question that I get asked all the time. Jocelyn, how do I actually create an inclusive classroom? Where do I start? What are the first steps? And my answer to that question is actually another question. Did you know that I created a checklist with 5 simple strategies for creating a more inclusive classroom? Yep. I did. It is a free checklist that you can download by going to customteachingsolutions.com/the-checklist. I will make sure I link to that in the show notes. I created this checklist for a few reasons, a couple reasons. First, I wanted to be able to answer this question fully and succinctly. So for me, I need to write things down so I can make sure everything is included. The other reason why I created this is because I wanted to be able to give you something that you would be able to refer back to time and time again. Here's the thing. When I am engaging in conversation, especially in a space where if I'm talking with you, you can't take down notes, you may or may not remember all of the things that I shared with you. Maybe you'll remember 2 of the things because those are the strategies that resonated with you most, or because they are things that you are already doing in your classroom and you have, you know, some light bulbs went off about ways to really elevate that experience in your classroom. Plus, this checklist has clickable links, so you are able to connect to additional resources that are going to be able to support you on your journey. I like the checklist because it provides like complete answers in an easy to digest format. Simple, quick, easy, effective. Those are all going to be some keywords that I love personally in my life. And I think that as a busy teacher, you probably like those words too. Once you have this checklist, you are going to be able to come back to these 5 strategies over and over and over again. But what are these 5 strategies? I do want you to know what they are before you actually go download the resource at customteachingsolutions.com/the-checklist, because these are going to be a game changer for you, but you can't know what you're getting unless I tell you a little bit more about what you're getting. So let's just jump right on in. The first strategy that I share on this checklist is to add some books. Yep, you already knew it. You knew I was going to talk about books. That was going to be my number one because I love books and I love stories. I believe that stories are a way to connect our experiences person to person, to begin building bridges of empathy, all the good things. And stories are not limited to the English class or the social studies class. Every single discipline has a story. And those stories are what's going to connect your students to the content. When you download the checklist, you will see some clickable links to book recommendations for elementary, middle, and high school. I also have a separate link for just picture books. Now, I want to be honest with you, because I love books so much, I want to stand firmly behind the things that I love and I believe in. So I am an affiliate for a couple of different publishing houses. And when you click on those links, if you make a purchase, I will get a small commission from that purchase, but it does not affect the price that you pay in any way. Okay, you can open up a separate form, a separate page, and you'll see that the price is the same. Strategy number 2, co-creating classroom norms with your students. I talk about this a lot, and I go into great depth on season 2, episode 4, which is called 3 Strategies for Establishing Effective and Essential Classroom Norms. On that episode, I share several activities that you can use in your classroom to establish norms that will allow for you to create a strong classroom community that is built on safety and authenticity and inclusion and perspective and all the good things. Now, the checklist is going to allow you to link to that episode so that you don't have to remember it. You just go to your that one place, the checklist, and again, you've got all the clickable links to help you continue to connect to the things that are going to make your journey so much more interesting and to make it much more intentional. Strategy number three is to use the anchor questions. What? Surprise, surprise. The anchor questions. Number one, what might my students be learning about themselves? What might they learn about their peers? What might they learn about the world around them? Again, something that I talk about on almost every podcast episode, but I specifically dive into how to connect those to your lessons on season one, episodes 16, 17, 18, and 19. So run on back, go listen to those episodes, and you will see very specific ways to connect the three anchor questions. But these three anchor questions are the foundation. They are is so essential because they keep the student at the center of your lesson planning time. And a fun fact, these three questions can also help you to make connections to social emotional learning. They can also help you keep trauma-informed practices at the forefront of your mind and to center an equity lens. Strategy number four is to consider who or what is represented in your classroom and who is not. On the checklist, there are a couple of specific questions for you to consider. To think specifically about people, places, and perspective, and honestly, maybe even to start to think about how those things are connected to power. I'm just saying. Strategy number five is to read or listen to one professional learning book. I provide another clickable link to some of my favorite professional reading books. Many of these books are also available on Audible because I'm going to be honest with you. I personally love to read a physical copy of a book, but my schedule is such that I don't have the time to sit down and read a physical copy of a book like uninterrupted. And that bothers me. So I would rather listen to them on Audible. Now, I do typically buy the physical copy because if I really hear something that resonates with me and I want to make sure I mark it down and I can dog ear it, if I take it to a workshop with teachers, I can say, hey, go to this page, look at this thing, etc. So for me, I do both. But as a busy teacher, being able to listen to this book is going to be essential. When you download the checklist, you will also see that I have included a bonus strategy that I'm not going to share here on the podcast because that would ruin the fun, right? Go download the checklist. It's simple, couple of seconds, hop over to my website. All right, my friend, the time for hoping and wishing and listening, it's done for now. Like this is the end of this episode. And so it is time to take intentional action and create the inclusive classroom that you really want and that your students really deserve. So go grab the free checklist over at customteachingsolutions.com/the checklist so you can make this happen today. If you feel like you've already begun to take a lot of these steps that I mentioned earlier in the episode, downloading this checklist will allow you to reflect and elevate your practices. Trust me. Which strategy do you think you are most excited about implementing? I really want to know. I want to know how you are going to be able to elevate your practices by tapping into the power that these strategies will give you because you are able to intentionally set your focus on creating an inclusive classroom. I want you to find me on Instagram or on LinkedIn and send me a message because, like I said, I really want to know what resonated with you. And if this podcast has been helpful and encouraging for you, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so that other educators will know how this podcast will serve them. Also, share this podcast with a teacher bestie. That is not necessarily better than rating and reviewing it, but when you are able to share something with someone, then they know that it's going to benefit them because they trust you. So thank you so much for listening today. And until next Wednesday, cheers, my friend.
That's a wrap on today's episode, but it doesn't have to be a wrap on the intentional action you're taking in your classroom. Now, I know you're headed over to go grab your free resource because everybody loves free. But let me tell you what the next best action is. It's to hop on a coaching call with me so that you and I can talk specifically about your lessons and the dynamics in your classroom. I want to make sure you are fully supported on your journey as you are creating inclusive and welcoming and affirming lessons for all of your students. So head over to customteachingsolutions.com and click on the link to schedule a coaching call. I cannot wait to talk to you then.